Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday and welcome on into today's FreightWaves Now Community Spotlight. I'm Kaylee Nix and we are here with Mary O'Connell, host and writer of the Running on Ice show and podcast and leader of the coolest community in freight. Mary, thanks for joining us here today. You're not on the go, but today we are talking about things that are on the go, checking in with Polar King and mobile refrigeration units.
Absolutely. So this time we get to talk to Polar King Mobile, Christian Aiken, and he is absolutely fantastic. We break down kind of, you know, they have this cool thing that, you know, Polar King's already known for their walk-in units, their refrigeration units. Like, they kind of have some of the gold standards in the industry for these type of container, for these type of units. But now they have something that was actually first or started in kind of the UK and Europe as their primary primary mode of transportation for cold chain goods, and that is a pull behind trailer. So basically, there's a refrigeration unit on this specialized trailer that you can drive it around to wherever you want. And that they've brought that here to the U.S. and it has been absolutely wild. Some of the successes and some of the ways that the product is being used that no one really expected it to be.
I think that this is super fascinating, especially because the way that we do typical refrigerated freight here in America, it's pretty simple, really, and it's pretty, I'm not going to say outdated, I'm going to say that it's pretty standard. Let's go with that, right? You've got a 53-foot trailer, you hook up a reefer unit on the back of it, bada bing, bada boom, you got a cold trailer. This is totally different, right? And talk to us a little bit about how they are making this difference between traditional reefer storage and why that's really important, especially when it comes to quality of service they deliver to their clients.
Yeah, so, you know, traditionally, like you said, we have those 53-foot vans with a reefer unit. I'm sure every once in a while you'll see the shorter LTL vans and you'll see them on shipping containers. Great. Love that. However, sometimes when you are a business, you don't necessarily need 53 feet of cold trailer. And so that's where kind of these specialized trailers are. So pretty much any type of vehicle that can haul a trailer, like a pull behind trailer that we've all seen on the road, they're able to do that. And then there's this special refrigerator or freezer, depending on what your need is, and you can just take it and immediately go. So it really frees up it's kind of the balance between there's a 53-foot dry van that keeps things cold, and then there's something a little nicer, but a little smaller, but it still has that mobile aspect because, you know, the Polar King, the traditional Polar King was, I'm going to build this unit at your place and it's not going to move. Whereas this is a much easier temporary solution. So like if I'm a gas station and I'm working on, or if I'm a restaurant and I am getting some work done on my kitchen, or I'm getting some work done, I have this extra unit that I can use that maybe I keep outside or whatever. And that way I can still keep these goods fresh and I can still use them. It just is kind of an extra place for me to put stuff for a temporary point of time. So that way I can fix whatever needs to be fixed on my built-in unit. So it has some uses like that. And it really is just the ability for it to be transportable and pretty much show up where you need it most. That is absolutely game changing because, again, it's kind of hard to fit a spare 53-foot dry van trailer in the back of a TGI Fridays. So this is where that compact unit actually really comes in handy.
And this is an exercise in accessibility, which I think is really important also, right? Especially as we see kind of a transition into more people choosing to spend their money at maybe smaller restaurants or smaller mom and pop shops and places that don't necessarily have the funds to access that or the space to access that 53-foot reefer trailer, as you mentioned. When they're looking at bringing this technology over from the UK to the US, were there any big adoptions or adaptations that they had to make in that tech, or was it kind of just to bring it across the pond and it works here seamlessly just as it did in the UK?
I mean, there are always going to be some adaptions and some changes made between different countries from voltage and everything like that. But for the most part, it was pretty much bring it over, kind of put it in some stuff that they have here, run through some testing, and you're good to go. So that part was really great because a lot of that original R&D development of, okay, I have this trailer on a highway. What does that look like? What is this kind of, like, is it going to break kind of thing? That's already been done. So it was really easy for them to kind of bring it over and then just start finding the right group of people for it. And then along the way, other people have found them and they've gone, oh, I guess it can be used for that too. So pretty much it's just a matter of kind of spreading the word that this option is there now, because there's not really anything else super similar to this Polar King mobile offering.
So for that, how hard is it to get your hands on one of these right now? Is it like pretty exclusive? Like, oh man, you've got one in a major metro area, but that's it? Or are they looking at building out this offering to, again, make it accessible to more folks in more areas?
It's definitely much easier to get your hands on than some other cars on the market. But no, it's pretty easy. They have basically these Polar King mobile partner dealers. So you can go and I think in certain markets, just go pick one up right now. But if not, I mean, you can certainly order one. They are more than willing to customize it and make it work to whatever you need, which is absolutely great. And they've seen a lot of success with some retail stores. And then honestly, one of the first ones that kind of shocked me and I was like, huh, is the various different city departments of forestry. So like there's a huge push nationwide to start planting trees in urban areas. And apparently this deal between like seedlings and when they actually get put in the ground, they're very susceptible to temperatures. And this mobile option has been a great one for a lot of them to keep the trees alive so they can plant them in the ground.
I love it. And it's a great initiative. I was about to ask if there were any options outside of the food service space where we think that this could be applicable, but boom, there's that. As far as market expectations go, where do they think that this is going to take off coming up in the next few years?
So I don't remember the exact numbers, but if you watch the episode today, Christian has those, and it's something like there's like so many thousand, like they only sell like 1,000 a year and they do like four or five times that in the UK with such a smaller print, like footprint. And so the fact that, you know, the US is bigger and our cold storage market is a higher market value, basically the sky's the limit and it's just a matter of getting it in front of the right people at the right time. But basically this is going to take off in a big way, especially by those early adopters and those people looking for some convenient and unique solutions.
Looks like we've got an industry disruptor on our doorstep, and we'll have to check in with them in maybe like a year or so and see how things go. Mary, for folks who want to catch the show this afternoon or subscribe to your newsletter, where can they go to do that?
Well, if you want to watch the show, just keep watching Freightwaves here on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to our channel, hit that notification bell so you don't miss a single episode of any of our shows. And then if you want to subscribe to the newsletter, you can subscribe to that on freightwaves.com/runningonice. Both of them come out today at 2 p.m. Eastern.
There you go. And make sure you subscribe to all of our other Freightwaves communities as well. We've got a little bit of something for everybody. Thanks, Mary, for joining us this week, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.